Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's get you updated on all the big stories floating around this morning. And God, I got to go right into a Christmas story.
Oh, gosh.
Oprah has dropped her annual Favorite Things Holiday Gift Guide.
Okay.
Is this still a thing?
Yeah, I mean,
She still does this?
I remember when she did it and it was a big thing and I loved it. But yeah, I haven't heard of it in a couple years. So.
Yeah, so I guess she's still going strong with stuff that, I don't know, that she's maybe probably never even heard of or tried herself. Yeah. But her marketing team has.
Exactly. She wants a lot to highlight it.
There's a lot of affordable stuff on the list, Katie Cat. I mean, there's some AirPods I saw, some... you know, cute slippers for $400.
What?
There's a wrap, like a scarf for $100. What else do I got? There's this one, like a onesie. Oh, no. It's a softy waffle marshmallow V-neck lounge set.
Oh,
you want
what?
That?
Can I eat it or wear
$160.
It?
$160.
For a waffle lounge set?
Oh, my gosh.
There's an espresso machine for $2,000. There's a pizza oven for $700. And the most absurd thing on the list is a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses for the shower.
So you can read the back of the shampoo bottle. How long do I leave this conditioner in for?
And repeat.
Where's my anti-fog glasses from Oprah's?
Do they have wipers to keep them clean?
I know,
what else is on here? There's some gloves, it looks like, for $30. There's a long sleeve V-neck for $108. Some puffer boots. You want some puffer boots? $260.
Jeez, my affordable and Oprah's affordable are two vastly
different
things. Very different things.
There's some travel stuff. Wow. There's some baggage on here. I got baggage.
Baggage for days.
I posted the link on our Facebook if you want to look at some of it. I mean, here's something like an eyeglasses case for $15, a toiletry bag for $26. I mean, there is some practical things on there.
Yeah.
But like a $2,000 espresso machine?
Probably
not going to happen. So anyway. Yeah. So that's going on with Oprah. And on the heels of that, Gwyneth Paltrow has released her Goop Holiday Gift Guide.
Oh, boy.
Now,
I can't wait.
More
I'm
adult
looking
toys.
At this, and I'm trying to see what I can say.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep, there it
she
is.
She always does that. Like,
why?
There's a $1,285, you're calling it a kinky advent calendar.
I can't.
Wow. So you open the little doors, and there's things in there, like, you know, handcuffs and
yeah,
various other things. There's a $200 pillow used for relaxing
oh.
in various positions.
Yep, yeah.
There is some balm, some massage oils, some sexy time candles.
Is that what Goop is doing from now on?
What's like a pelvic just... clock?
I don't know.
A what? Pelvic
yeah,
clock?
I don't know. You guys look that up on your phone.
Okay. Yeah, right?
All right.
Not okay. On the work computer.
There are six different... bobs. You know what a bob
What's
is?
A bob.
You don't know what a bob is? You never heard of a bob?
I mean, as in a
I've
haircut?
Heard a hairstyle.
No.
Can What's we look that up
bob?
On our computer?
Yeah.
Or is
heard
that
a
bad?
Bob? I think I can say it. Battery operated boyfriend.
Oh. Okay.
Now you know.
Those are called different
bob.
Things.
It's a bob. You can say bob.
I've got a different
Little
name
ears.
For mine.
Little ears. Anyway, so that. The Goop Guide is out. I think I also posted a link to that on our Facebook if you're
like
dying to click around.
How all her stuff is just outlandish. I don't think it's going to help anybody or the reviews are all that great.
Well, it
she
helps
just wants to shock
there's
people.
There's some bracelets and stuff. There's a $40,000 bracelet.
$40,000?
There's also sleeping glasses that block artificial light. So some more glasses there. The cheapest thing is a $12 bottle of OG Hot Girl Chili Oil. I don't
I do
know if that's
chili
to
oil.
Eat or to... spice things up with Bob.
I know. Too love
I don't know.
Chili oil. So
oh, there you go.
I'll go look at it for that. Okay.
Parents, I'm so sorry to tell you this story. K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is officially happening at Netflix.
Oh, gosh.
Not going to come out, though. You got a few years until 2029.
So it's going to take that long?
It's going to take a minute to pump out an animated film, which is weird. But yeah, 2029, which is fine because your kids that love it now are going to be way older and
As
they're
I
not
say,
going to care.
A whole new audience now. Like,
yeah. What else is going on? They're going to be doing a Miss Piggy solo movie now? The diva's finally getting her own movie?
Yeah, it's about time.
Okay, that's fine. And then here's a lesson in Don't Burn Your Bridges. 5 years after he was fired, Tom Bergeron is going to make a return to Dancing with the Stars next Tuesday to help celebrate the 20th anniversary, and he's going to be a guest judge on the show.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Cool.
He hosted it for 15 years, slash 28 seasons.
Yeah.
And I guess they just like him so much they're bringing him back.
Well,
so.
People were not happy when they let him go. Like,
yeah,
that was a big thing, you know.
Yeah. But
so.
Again, don't burn your bridges because
exactly.
You might be back.
You never know.
Sports.
Yeah, this is really cool. Coming off a huge Nuggets win in which Nikola Jokic went for 30-plus points and had another triple-double to start the season. The Nuggets fans are very optimistic about how good this Nuggets team is. They are confident that they are going back to the championship. And I will say, with how deep this bench is, knock on wood.
Bench, please.
It's looking pretty good. The Nuggets fans, actually most fans around the NBA, were polled to see their confidence in where their team is going to end up this year. So the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're the reigning champs right now, but only 67% of their fans think that they can repeat, where the Nuggets, who were number one, the Nuggets fans, 81% of fandom thought that they were going to the chip again, Jer. That's like a massive improvement from everybody else. The Lakers, the Warriors, all these other teams have almost no optimism when it comes to making the championship
run.
So
we either know something or we're delusional. But either way, go Nuggets! Ah!
And they know us! They know us, Katie.
I love that one.
Isn't that cool? Go Nuggets. I'm excited for the season.
I mean, I tell you what, half of my optimism comes from being a Nuggets fan. You just have to always be happy no matter what comes your way.
We got the best player in the world.
We're going to keep a smile on our face.
I even enjoy watching them.
You know what? And we're talking about the team now. I'm talking about decades of being a Nuggets fan has taught me to just be an optimistic person no matter what.
She's got a giant tattoo on her back.
I do.
It started in her shoulder blade area, and now it's a tramp stamp. So.
Stop it.
Katie's been a fan for a long, long time. Oh, and side note, Broncos played tonight, too, right?
Yes, and they're wearing their cute hats, Jared, just like you love.
They got cute hats and damn pants tonight.
Cute hats.
Where are their cute hats tonight?
It's the Denver D, so they're going to throw back.
Going back to the Denver
and
D.
It's
I love those
against
hats.
The Raiders.
It's fitting because it's the Raiders.
Yeah.
Thursday
I love those
night
hats.
Football, national TV. And you're right, Jared. They look so good, man.
I'm going to plunk down and watch it tonight.
You should.
You should.
I'm making homemade double-decker tacos tonight.
Oh, wait. Can we come then?
No. Invite us now.
It's too much.
He goes,
I see enough of you guys at work. yeah, I'll probably get some nacho cheese, some chips, double-decker tacos, and just park it in front of the TV tonight. I saw a riveting interview this morning with Bo Nix.
Yeah.
He goes, listen, we just got to keep winning.
Well, yeah, that's what they say,
I was
Jeremy.
Like, okay.
Did he say, we got to score more points than them?
Oh, Katie, I know. I know how they talk. It's a game of inches, you guys.
Exactly.
You know, we just got to get out there and run the ball and make some plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just got to get more points than them.
Yep, we got to do better than the other team.
It was the stereotypical, like, Bo, what do you got to do? Well, we just got to keep winning. All right, Bo, thanks. Go
what
comb your eyebrows.
What do you expect him to say? Like, honestly.
I don't expect him to say anything else. Yeah. I don't even want the interviews.
They can't say too much because then they're going
to. If I was in there, I'd be run up and go, Bo, high five.
Yeah.
And then I'd leave. I'd be like, go get him, buddy.
Then you have to say, I believe.
I don't care.
There you go.
Well, I believe.
Guys, what we got to do here is we just got to keep winning, guys. I think that's all going to boil down to keep winning. That's how we're going to keep succeeding here. Got to keep winning.
We've got two categories, wins and losses.
We don't want to be
more
W's.
Be W's.
Yeah.
We need more W's
and less L's.
Less L's.
That's what we're going for here.
Side note, you like our new hats?
Pretty cool.
It matches my outfit.
Let's go. Okay. Sports balls. All right, what else you got?
I love that. No, let's keep going.
I know, right?
No!
Okay, we do have good news for people who are looking at making a trip to DIA. So we've heard about all the shutdowns and airports and how it's causing such a headache for everything. And, DIA has actually asked the FAA if they can just flat out pay their people. They're like, can
they
we just
to.
Avoid this whole headache of our people not getting paid and not showing up to work? So they requested. They actually had to fill out, like, a waiver and everything, and they requested from the FAA that they can just pay their own people, and then after the shutdown wraps up or whatever happens, then the government will just reimburse them for what they paid. But they're really trying to alleviate any kind of stress out here at DIA, already
Please.
One of the world's busiest airports.
Well, this is the worst
we're
time.
In the top
yes.
five. We're in the top five.
It's
airport.
The holiday season. This is
yeah.
the travel season.
Please we do not
pay
need this.
Them. The
yeah.
people's lives are in their hands.
Yeah,
pay
so
them.
We don't know where that story is now. Like, they have just asked, requested for it, but they're hoping this Friday is when it starts. So tomorrow. So we'll keep you updated on that story. But thank you, DIA, for asking the FAA if you could just pay your people. This is really good news for the Gaylord Rockies. They always do something really big for the holiday season. And this year they announced they're going to have a life-size gingerbread house on display.
Real gingerbread?
Real gingerbread.
You can go inside and take a bite of the house?
Real gingerbread. Here's the thing. Local pastry makers and engineers have come together to create this 12-foot tall mountain cabin out of gingerbread and sweets, 2,000 pounds of ingredients. But with this, like, isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
That's a lot of sugar and gumdrops.
450 pounds of gingerbread dough, 172 pounds of flour, molasses, powdered sugar.
I love molasses. The more molasses, the better.
1,000 gumballs, Jeremy.
1,000 gumballs?
And 50 pounds of ground coconut flakes for snow.
All
like,
right.
They're really just busting out everything here. So I can't wait. I will actually go to the Gaylord Rockies to see this gingerbread house.
They'll We've say, gone who took a bite out of this?
Eat it.
Katie! Oh, yeah, we like going up there for the holidays. The last time we went was for the Charlie Brown ice thing that they did. It was really neat. We stayed up there, and it was fun.
They do a great job. So, again, just one more attraction coming to the Gaylord.
Oh, and they did the sledding.
Are
they going to do the sledding hill
again? I
imagine,
yeah. They always do
that. They have the sledding hill.
Yeah, they
fun.
Do that every year. So that should be another welcome thing for the holidays. This made me so excited. The Bachelorette is coming to Colorado.
Why?
Hey! So Taylor Frankie Paul, who is the
For
real
sure.
house.
Yep.
Right. No, but like
know her.
She's
Taylor
like,
Frankie Paul.
She's like the Secret Lives of Mormon Housewives or something like that. She's in one of those shows that became popular on Netflix.
So I believe you.
A huge reality
I'll take your
star.
Word on it.
It actually made the news because usually the Bachelorette and Bachelor franchise takes from previous contestants. So usually the Bachelorette is somebody who was on The Bachelor and the fans loved, right? So they did a different thing this year, and they took a reality star and made her the Bachelorette. So Taylor Frankie Paul, she's the Bachelorette this season, and she lived in Colorado for a big portion of her life. So when she was 15, her family moved to Colorado. So they're going to be filming part of the Bachelorette right here in the Centennial State, and
That's
in fact,
cool.
in Clark, Colorado. So this is just north of Steamboat. They're going to be filming there on November 10th, so on Monday, and they're asking people. So they put out a thing where they're like, if you want to be a part of this filming, you just have to fill out this question. I did that.
You also have to go to Clark, Colorado.
I know. So I may have Clark, to take Colorado. Monday off. It's north of Steamboat.
It's in the northwest corner of the state.
Again, I may have to take Monday off if they pick me because
I sent
in the thing. So if they send me an email back, I want to be part of the filming of The Bachelorette.
We're like not a background extra?
Oh my gosh, did he not listen to anything
I was looking her up.
Okay. Yes, as a background extra.
There's some good pictures.
They're asking people to come to, well, again, you have to fill out the registration thing, but then,
they're not like interviewing you.
They're not. I want to be there, Josh.
For
like,
what,
it's
though?
It's like a
background
behind the
extra.
Scenes, a background extra, but then you get to be part of everything. Like, you have to sign.
Like what?
You're already famous. You know, it's okay.
No, but you guys don't get it. I love this show.
Do you go buy the roses?
I just want to go be there. You get to be a part of it. So it's like a behind the scenes thing. Jeremy, I don't know.
You don't know.
You just had to fill out this thing.
You're an extra.
Wait for them to call you back. But they said there's like, you get to be a part of Bachelorette history. And you get to be like the behind the scenes stuff. So I imagine there's a lot more into just what you see
then
on TV.
You probably got to camp out and be there for a while while they're filming.
I have to be
You're
there
not just
going to
miss a Monday.
From 10 until 4 is what they're required of me on that
a
Monday.
A piece of Bachelorette history,
I want to be there.
History.
Weird.
So I registered and I'm waiting for them to email me back. So if they email me back.
Josh stands in line for Star Wars movies, so whatever. Aww. You do you.
I will drive to Steamboat for The Bachelorette. So, okay. So there you go.
Good luck.
Thank
I don't
you.
Miss work for Star Wars movies, though. Say that.
It's for the show, right?
Is it?
I'll check
not,
in from Steamboat.
I didn't hear
Steamboat.
One thing about the
Live
show.
From Steamboat.
It was, I want to do
Katie
this. I want to do this.
Don't you think that'd be fun?
You're not The Bachelorette.
Oh.
No, I don't think
I'm
that
not...
would be fun, but the, you know.
Different strokes.
Different strokes
I
for
think
different
it'd be
folks.
Fun. I love Steamboat. My favorite waterfall's up there.
It's
Fish
not
Creek
in
Falls.
Steamboat.
It's in Clark.
Clark is right by Steamboat.
I wouldn't
right?
say
just
right
north.
By.
Just north is
it's
what
It's weird
said.
Saying that it's in Clark, too.
I know. Yeah. Clark, Colorado.
Ow!
He is getting some action.
I'm going to
dinner
Clark
first.
On Monday.
At least Please give me a rose.
Oh, right. The thorn.
All right. There's your hype with JK Jake.